Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is VOI with the news. First, the headlines. Government affirms President Prabowo's commitment to ASEAN. President Prabowo urges various parties to collaborate to realize Indonesia's energy sovereignty. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian government has reaffirmed that President Prabowo Subianto is committed to continuing and strengthening the country's role in ASEAN. Director General of ASEAN Cooperation of the Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Sidarto R. Suryodipuro, made the statement during a press briefing on Wednesday in Jakarta, ahead of ASEAN 2025 summit to be held from May 23rd to 27th in Malaysia.
Director General Sidarto Suryodipuro explained that under President Prabowo's leadership, Indonesia will continue to promote ASEAN as a key platform to maintain regional stability. President Prabowo, he said, is committed to continuing and strengthening Indonesia's role in ASEAN. This commitment includes regional stability, security, and economic cooperation.
Kepentingan Indonesia adalah memastikan kawasan Asia Tenggara yang stabil.
Indonesia's interest is to ensure a stable Southeast Asian region. This has been a continuous commitment across different administrations, including the current one. Stability, security, and economic interests in the region are important. This is also the perspective of the current government.
Perspektif pemerintahan yang sekarang.
He also emphasized that the government's diplomatic approach is leveraged carried out bilaterally through ASEAN and in global forum. With this approach, the government's belief ASEAN will remain a key strategic partner amid the rapidly changing global landscape.
President Prabowo encouraged parties to invest in Indonesia. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is optimistic that Indonesia will soon not only be self-sufficient in energy, but will also supply energy to the world. The president conveyed it when officially opening the 49th Indonesian Petroleum Association IPA Convention and Exhibition at ICE BSD Tangerang Wednesday. President Prabowo said Indonesia has extraordinary energy potential, including renewable energy that is ready to be managed for the benefit of the nation and state. Therefore, he encouraged various parties to invest in Indonesia.
Saya mendorong semua pihak dari dalam dan luar.
I encourage all parties from within and outside the country. Please enter the opportunities that we provide, and we also prepare a large investment fund, namely Danantara Indonesia, which is also ready to invest strategically in available energy projects, together with partners from abroad to encourage our needs.
President Prabowo also invited all parties, including governments, private sector, foreign partners, and state-owned enterprises to collaborate to realize Indonesia's energy sovereignty. With collaboration, according to the president, the common goals can achieve. In line with President Prabowo, IPA President Carol Gahl in her speech said that common goals between the government and industry players can be achieved through collaboration.
Our shared goals can only be achieved through partnership. The collaborative spirit between the government and industry players has always been the foundation of our progress. We are confident that with continued trust and alignment, Indonesia's energy future is full of possibilities.
She further stated that IPA is ready to commit to realizing a strong and sovereign Indonesia by meeting Indonesia's energy needs and supporting the energy transition to achieve the economic growth target of 8% in 2029. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
The Indonesian government continues to champion stability in Myanmar amid growing geopolitical competition. Sidarto Suryodipuro, the Director General of ASEAN Cooperation at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, stated on Wednesday that Indonesia has a vested interest in ensuring a stable Myanmar. In a statement made in Jakarta, Sidarto noted that the need of stability in Myanmar has become increasingly urgent, particularly in light of recent global geopolitical dynamics. This statement comes in the wake of devastating earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 that struck Myanmar recently, prompting a significant international concern and aid efforts aimed at assisting its people.
Indonesia sendiri, walaupun bukan ketua umpan anggota Troika, juga terus melakukan upaya diplomasi, upaya-upaya lainnya.
While Indonesia is not currently chairing ASEAN, we remain committed to diplomatic efforts and other initiatives regarding Myanmar. Our region and indeed our national interests are directly linked to the stability of Myanmar. Given the intensifying geopolitical competition today, addressing the situation in Myanmar has become even more pressing. During a recent virtual meeting of foreign ministers, there was a shared sentiment that this tragic event should be leveraged as a moment for various elements in Myanmar to come together and reconcile to rebuild the nation.
Indonesia is set to participate in the ASEAN Summit 2025, scheduled for May 23rd to 27 in Malaysia. According to Sidarto Suryodipuro, the summit will address the global and regional situation amid increasing geopolitical competition, while also fostering coordination among Asian countries to tackle various issues, including the pursuit of peace in Myanmar. The government supports MSMEs in terms of access to partnership and financing. MSMEs, or micro, small, and medium enterprises, are the backbone of Indonesia's economy, covering 90% of business actors, providing 89% of jobs, and contributing 60% to national GDP. Minister of Investment and Downstream Rosan Roslani revealed that at the opening of the Asia Grassroots Forum 2025 in Bali Thursday, 2020 May, he said even though they are the backbone of the economy, the involvement of MSMEs in the national supply chain still faces major challenges, including the terms of access to partnership and financing. Addressing the problem of access to partnerships, Rosan explained that the government introduced the partnership program to encourage companies to partner with MSMEs.
That's why we introduced the Kemitraan Partnership Program.
That's why we introduced the Kemitraan Partnership Program, strongly encouraging large companies to partner with MSMEs. This initiative helped MSMEs gain valuable experience, pledge with portfolios, and expand their businesses, helping them up their performance. Rosan Roslani further stated that financing issues, the government has simplified the business licensing process so that MSMEs obtain legal status to access financing. He also emphasized that the government is committed to maximizing the role of people with disabilities and entrepreneurs in national economic activities by strengthening an inclusive national data system. The Indonesian government is reaffirming its commitment to ensuring equal access to digital connectivity across the country, including Papua. Nezar Patria, the Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital, made this statement during a visit to SKAU, Sea Navy Post in Jayapura, Papua, on Wednesday. He highlighted that Papua is currently reaping the benefits and digitalization aimed at boosting productivity and growth.
Pemerintah berkomitmen untuk memastikan setiap warga negara mendapatkan hak yang sama.
The government is committed to ensuring that every citizen has the right to equal access through digital connectivity. As we witness today in Papua, this commitment is being realized through a digital transformation process designed to support inclusive productivity and growth. Under the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, the Red and White Cabinet is actively promoting Papua's potential through the equitable distribution of digital resources. From October 20, 2024 to May 15, 2025, a total of 1,705 locations in 6 provinces in Papua have been connected to digital infrastructure through efforts from the Ministry of Communication and Digital.
Kementerian Komunikasi dan Digital.
Nezar Patria elaborated that the location comprised various villages and public service centers, including schools, markets, and places of worship. He noted that the acceleration of connectivity in Papua has been facilitated by Satria Satellite, launched in 2023, which significantly enhanced digital equity, especially in geographically challenging areas. Indonesia has officially taken over the chairmanship of the Coral Triangle Initiative, marking a strong commitment to marine conservation and the blue economy vision toward Golden Indonesia 2045. The Coral Triangle Initiative on Coral Reefs, Fisheries and Food Security, in collaboration with Indonesia Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, held a media gathering in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 22, to commemorate the 16th anniversary of CTI-CFF and officially launched the 2025 Coral Triangle Day celebration. Indonesian Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono stated that this year marks Indonesia's takeover of the CTI-CFF chairmanship for the 2024 to 2026 period, further strengthening the country's leadership in regional marine governance. He explained that this leadership reinforced by the adoption of Indonesia's Blue Economy Policy, which highlights the nation's strategic commitment to sustainable marine resource management. He added that this policy aligns with President Prabowo's national vision of Golden Indonesia 2045.
The Coral Triangle Initiative on Coral Reefs, Fisheries and Food Security, or CTICFF, in collaboration with Indonesia's Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, held a media gathering in Jakarta on Thursday to commemorate the 16th anniversary of CTICFF and officially launch the 2025 Coral Triangle Day celebrations. Indonesian Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono stated that this year marks Indonesia's takeover of the CTICFF chairmanship for the 2024 until 2026 period. Further strengthening the country's leadership in regional marine governance, he explains that this leadership is reinforced by the adoption of Indonesia's Blue Economy Policy, which highlights the nation's strategic commitment to sustainable marine resource management. He added that this policy aligns with President Prabowo's national vision of Golden Indonesia 2045.
The Blue Economy Policy also plays a strategic role in national development. It supports the vision of advancing together towards Golden Indonesia 2045 through President Prabowo's 8 national priorities, Astacita, aiming to achieve a triple win, 8% economic growth and 0% in poverty, and improve quality of human resources. Implementing the blue economy in the marine and fisheries sectors towards Golden Indonesia 2045 is a major undertaking. It requires accelerating high-quality programs with synergy and integrity through cooperation. Building strong networks and partnerships with various stakeholders is essential to optimize progress and support the achievement of the goals and targets of Golden Indonesia 2045.
Minister Trenggono also emphasized that as the host country of the CTICFF Regional Secretariat and home to about 65% of the Coral Triangle area, Indonesia remains committed to working with regional partners to protect marine ecosystems. Coral Triangle Day 2025 is seen as a moment for reflections, collaboration, and renewed actions. The media gathering brought together 66 countries' diplomats based in Jakarta, governments, leaders, civil society, media, and regional partners to highlight joint efforts between CTICFF and the Ministry in advancing marine conservation, sustainable fisheries, food security, and coastal community resilience across the Coral Triangle, a region globally recognized as the center of marine biodiversity.
Minister Trenggono also emphasized that as the host country of the CTICFF Regional Secretariat and home to about 65% of the Coral Triangle area, Indonesia remains committed to working with regional partners to protect marine ecosystems. Coral Triangle Day 2025 is seen as a moment for reflection, collaboration, and renewed action. The media gathering brought together 66 country diplomats based on Jakarta, government leaders, civil society, media, and regional partners to highlight joint efforts between CTI and CFF and the ministry in advancing marine conservation, sustainable fisheries, food security, and coastal community across the Coral Triangle, a region globally recognized as the center of marine biodiversity. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia has the potential to become energy exporter. Indonesia, which is currently listed as an energy importer, has the potential to become an energy exporter in the future. President Prabowo Subianto, when opening the 49th Indonesian Petroleum Association Convention and Exhibition at ICBSD City, Tangerang, Banten on Wednesday, said that Indonesia can provide energy supplies to the world. The president's confidence is inseparable from the fact that Indonesia has extraordinary energy potential, not only fossil energy, but also renewable energy, geothermal, hydro, wind, and energy from waves. To support the acceleration of achievement, President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the government has prepared Danantara Indonesia, a strategic investment management agency that consolidates and optimizes government investment to support strategic investment in the energy sector, including fossil and renewable energy. The president also welcomed the initiative of the Indonesian oil and gas industry that supports the energy transition through technologies such as carbon capture and storage and various other innovations. In addition to readiness in the funding sector and the existence of initiatives from the oil and gas industry, the president emphasized that in the midst of rapid global change, Indonesia must become an adaptive and proactive country. He called for the importance of simplifying regulations to encourage investment and progress in the national energy sector. According to President Prabowo Subianto, the complexity of regulations can hinder investment in Indonesia. Therefore, he encouraged all parties to change the old mindset that complicates the licensing process. On that occasion, the president even threatened to dismiss officials who didn't want to simplify regulations. To achieve the target of self-sufficiency, or even export energy to other countries, the head of state called for collaboration and joint work from all parties to build a strong, efficient, and sovereign energy sector. With strong cooperation, it is hoped that the desired goals can be realized soon. That was commentary.
Cepat, kasihku sayang, cepat. Cepat, kasihku sayang, cepat. Atau kita kan
Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
Its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai cipui or lengkitang.
Cinta ku tanam
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau hancurkan diriku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, still thinking about where to go to enjoy the beautiful sunset? Why not join to Tanjung Setia Beach? Only on Voice of Indonesia in Indonesian Wonder.
Relaxing on the beach and enjoying the sunset are always a very pleasant choice when you are on holidays. It sounds ordinary, but Tanjung Setia Beach area in West Lampung has an extraordinary sunset. To reach the beautiful beach, you need approximately 8 hours by motor vehicles from Raden Inten 2 Airport, Bandar Lampung. It is approximately 273 kilometers from Bandar Lampung as the capital city. Tanjung Setia Beach is located along west coast of Lampung Province near the Bukit Barisan Selatan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia are called one of the best for surfers from all over the world and are almost equal to the world-famous surf spot Hawaii. During the surfing season, at its peak, which runs from June to August, the waves can reach 6 and even 7 meters and stretch for 200 meters, making it a prime playground for surfers. Besides the challenging waves, Tanjung Setia Beach has soft white sand and sunset views that offer interesting attraction. The shores of Tanjung Setia are also dotted with palm trees that provide a beautiful and calming view. Furthermore, away from the shoreline and the pounding waves, the offshore of Tanjung Setia awaits sports fishing enthusiasts to reel in an abundance of fish. Of all the various fish offshore, the legendary giant blue marlin is the favorite to catch in these waters. Locally known as iwatuhuk, the blue marlin can weigh from 50 to 70 kilograms and measure up to 170 centimeters in length.
Cium bibirmu, namun listener. After this, we will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa, only on Voice of Indonesia with the title Siapapun. Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Nusa Tenggara Barat. Di Nusa Tenggara Barat, which means in Nusa Tenggara Barat. You will listen to a conversation about siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Datiel, a local at Pantai Seger or Seger Beach, Lombok Island, about people joining the Bau Nyale Festival. Let's listen to the conversation. Saya lihat ada anak-anak, remaja, dan orang tua ikut festival Bau Nyale ini. Apakah acara ini juga boleh diikuti oleh orang asing seperti saya?
Oh, tentu boleh. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, siapapun. Siapapun, which means everyone. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Siapapun. Siapapun, which means everyone. Boleh. Boleh, which means allowed. Ikut. Ikut, which means join. Pakaian adat. Pakaian adat, which means traditional clothing. Menanggap. Menangkap, catch. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale, which means everyone is allowed to join in catching nyale. Anak-anak, anak-anak, which means children. Remaja, remaja, which means teenager. Orang tua, orang tua, which means elderly. Orang asing. Orang asing, which means foreigner. Festival Bau Nyale. Festival Bau Nyale, which means Bau Nyale Festival. In this conversation, you hear the expression siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale, which means everyone is allowed to join in catching nyale. In the expression, there is the word siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone. Other example. Let's listen to another use of the word siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone, in other sentences. Siapapun dilarang membuang sampah di area Pantai Seger. Siapapun dilarang membuang sampah di area Pantai Seger, which means everyone must not litter at Seger Beach. Sirkuit Mandalika pada hari tertentu boleh dikunjungi oleh siapapun. Sirkuit Mandalika pada hari tertentu boleh dikunjungi oleh siapapun, which means at certain days Mandalika circuit can be visited by everyone. Bau Nyale tradition is a seaworm catching tradition in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Bau Nyale is believed to be related to the legend of Princess Mandalika. In the legend, every prince in the region loved Princess Mandalika. But the princess turned into Nyale, or sea worm, to avoid conflict among the nations. The name Princess Mandalika later became the name of the Mandalika Tourism Zone and Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya lihat ada anak-anak, remaja, dan orang tua ikut festival Bau Nyale ini. Apakah acara ini juga boleh diikuti oleh orang asing seperti saya?
Oh, tentu boleh. Siapapun boleh ikut menangkap nyale.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about siapapun, siapapun, which means everyone. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Sering kau buang air mataku, tak pernah kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir, berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku, tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Teramat sering kau membuat patah hatiku. Kau datang padanya, tak pernah ku tahu. Tinggalkan aku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini selama ku tahu, tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku, tinggalkan aku di sini. Cinta dia, ku coba mengerti. Mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati di hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. And it's a pleasure for me to be able to greet you again in the Music Corner program. Of course, this time I'm going to play a regional pop song from the land of Cendrawasi, precisely from South Papua, entitled Yapo Mama Chicha. The lyrics of this Asmat language song tells the story of the carefree and friendly life of the Papuan people. The joy is implicitly reflected in the cheerful and happy tone. So, here is Yapo Mama Chicha, sung by Vita Avia. Enjoy!
Yapo mama cica, kakai mama 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 Samato, iya ipia yuwa warae Oh, samato Samato, iya ipia yuwa warae Yapo mama cica, kakai mama Yapo mama cica, kakai mama Oh, samato Samato, iya ipia yuwa warae Samato, iya ipia yuwa warae Yapo mama cica, kakai mama Yapo mama cica, kakai mama Oh, samato iya ipia yuwa warae Samato, iya ipia yuwa warae Samato, iya ipia yuwa warae
Lepas pelan
memang selalu penuh dengan warna-warni. Bila terjebak sulit untuk coba keluar, semua pasti ada jalan keluar. Cobalah berusaha.
Thank you so much for listener for accompanying me in today's broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours on Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 1230. Again, +62 821 238 1230. Thank you so much for listener and internet viewers. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.